welcome Illuminati Congo.
To breathe with y'all today. Breath is that wondrous miracle that we have every moment of our life in any experience that's going on. And so to utilize our breath in its full capacity, in its full utility for all the different things it could be used for is a wonderful skill. So that's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna actually do some breath techniques and talk a little about it, but we're gonna get high with the breath. How many people have ever got high with the breath? Whoa, I love that. Sometimes I think maybe that the breath is the original psychedelic in that all that we're seeing is like this trip because we're breathing. And Rick Strassman, who does research into DMT, he says that the lungs produce the most DMT of the whole body. A lot of people think it's the pineal gland. Maybe that's where we were able to see a lot of the things from that are happening from DMT processes, but it is actually the lungs that produce the most, according to his research. So we're gonna see if we could tap into that in a microdose type of way, a gentle way. We're not gonna be like in the mountains or jungles with the shamans this time, just gentle breath work. Breath also eliminates 70% of waste from the body. So tuning into what we were going over before with the previous information, we can actually heal and allow healing to come through our body just through breath. They say that breathing properly alkalizes the blood as well. Yet, has anyone heard that? That breath alkalizes the blood? And so there's a lot of talk about what to eat alkaline, to eat electric, and that's good. But what if your breath is the main thing that really adjusts the pH balance of your body? I've come across that information, but really I'd like us to explore and experiment with it now. So I'm from the tradition of rebirthing breath work. Leonard Orr and Sandra Ray are some of my teachers. What we learn in that is how to actually uncover birth traumas, because that may be the source of all of our issues in the world. What if when little babies come into the world, the trauma that is pushed on them is what causes the fear that makes us contract and go into these groups that try to take over the world and become conspirators because they have lost connection to their inner child through the birth traumas and through the contraction of the breath? What if we're able to unravel that through our breath? What if we're able to be a presence of a healed human being just through the breath? So let's go for that. I like to do connected breathing. That's what we use in rebirthing breath work mainly, connected. So the breath is flowing like a stream. There's no pauses. We may do a technique that requires a pause in these tools, but mainly we're just gonna be connecting the breath. So the first breath that we share in rebirthing breath work normally is 20 connected breaths. Has anyone ever done 20 connected breaths before? few people. That's cool. Excellent. So it's four short breaths followed by one long breath four times. And that's 20 connected breaths all through the nose. The nose is the most optimal place to do our breathing. According to James Nestor, he has a great book called Breathe. You want to check that one out. But the nose is the most optimal place to do the breathing. So we're going to do 20 connected breaths all through the nose, four short ones, followed by one long one four times. Jump in whenever you're ready, but here's the thing. Don't avoid the sound of your breath. The sound of your breath may be the name of God, may be a name of God. So hear it, listen to it, go for it. Four short breaths followed by one long breath four times. Good. Now, on our exhalation, we really want to focus on letting go. We don't have to do anything on the exhale. That's the beauty of this breath. You go for it all the way on the inhale, and then let the exhale take care of itself. You just breathe in, let it go. You don't have to try and slow it down. You don't have to constrict it or restrict that exhale. Just let it flow out. The next one we're going to do is mouth breathing. But I thought you said that mouth breathing isn't the best. Well, that's the thing. Obviously, we could breathe through our mouth or our nose, so there's reasons and times for doing this. You don't want to make any type of breathing wrong or bad, but you want to know how to use it at the best times, and to what to utilize it for. What we found in rebirthing breathwork and in a lot of breathwork circles is that breathing through the mouth brings up a lot of deep stuff in the lower chakras. If you haven't laughed or cried a lot in a while, you need to feel your emotions more. Breathe big with the mouth open. So that's what we're gonna do now. If anything ever gets too uncomfortable, do whatever feels most comfortable for you and follow your intuition. You can't do this wrong. We're all breathers, so we're all somewhat masters already. Yes, question?
Are we doing upper chest breathing or belly breathing?
That's a great question. So belly breathing is wonderful for ailments in the lower body. And upper, when you breathe up here, it's good for regions in the heart and in the head. So a lot of times people say, don't breathe in your chest. Breathing in the chest is wrong. No, there's no wrong breath. There's just ways to breathe that have different effects. So when we're doing the mouth breath, usually people find that it's best for them low down here. But you can experiment it. We're not specifying yet where the breath is in these breaths, because some people might be easier for them in a certain place. So really just go for a comfortable full to whatever feels full for your body, and then just let it go. We'll get to some more specifications in a moment. So breathe with the mouth. 20 breaths. You don't need to count four short ones, one long one. Just 20 breaths straight through with the mouth. That mouth open big. good. Did anyone feel more intense sensations come up from that breath? It does bring things up quicker, for sure. Yawning is another breath. Do we need to practice the yawning breath real quick? Give a show of hands, anyone been yawning since we started the breath work? Just a few? Okay. Well, we'll do it anyhow because this is wonderful. God built, or whatever you want to call it, infinite intelligence, source, whatever you want to call it, built in things into our body that work. Yawning is one of them. So let's try to yawn. But as we yawn, connect the breath through the yawn. The same way we've been connecting the breath, try to connect your breath in and out through the yawn. I'm going to try to get a yawn. I'm going to try to look at someone to get a yawn. Because they say that empathy, you know, is actually what makes yawns contagious. So I'm going to see how empathic I'm feeling today. Now connect the breath. Remember, do like a breath of fire or a rapid breath through your yawn when you get it going. Has anyone got it connected through the yawn yet? Connected there? Do you feel your eyes opening and like your face starting to get brighter? This is a Navy SEAL technique, and also athletes in who they don't share this with other people. They like to keep the edge in competition. And this is one. Learning how to turn your yawn into a power breath is one of the secrets of breathing. Does anyone feel like they was able to connect through their yawn yet? What did you feel in your face? Did it feel like you did oxygen cocaine? Eye watering, yeah. That one will wake you up. So when you're yawning and you really want a yawn to wake you up, connect your breath through the yawn. The next breath we're going to do is leave the mouth open, but we're going to only breathe through the nose. This is not a technique done very often. A lot of people don't know about it. It relaxes the jaw. I'm going to tell you another thing about it. We were speaking about mouth breathing. Did you know that 80% of people in mental hospitals are said to be habitual mouth breathers? This is a statistic that's been found. So you don't want to be a habitual mouth breather. We're going to leave the mouth open, but just connect the breath through the nose just for about a minute or two. We're going to go a little longer than we've been going for these first times. Leave the mouth open. Breath is connected through the nose. Remember, exhale, you don't have to do anything. To let go on your exhale means that you can accept that you're able to let go. Our breathing rhythms are actually affirmations to the universe. That inhale tells the universe how motivated we are, how strong our aspirations and our devotion is. And our exhale tells us about how much can we surrender, how much can we be in the flow. Leave the mouth open, connect the breath through the nose. If you're feeling sensations, that's okay. If you're feeling change in temperature, that's okay. These things are natural with the breath. We're only doing small intervals, so we're not going to get full-blown open. It's just little tastes with these techniques to see how they work for us individually, that we may be able to take them into our own sphere and utilize them. Keep it going. Got about 30 seconds more of this one. Really go for it. There's nothing else we got to do right now other than connect the breath. Very good. Give it your best. Last three. Excellent. Any good buzzing sensations in the body? Any good tingling? Anything feeling slightly microdosy? I got one that's real microdosy. Y'all want to do that one right now? y'all want to get psychedelic? Okay. And these are gentle too. You see how we're not Wim Hof, and salute to Wim. He is so dope with all of the arenas he's working in. It's very powerful and very intense in a way. Sometimes it could be too intense for certain people. We're getting similar benefits with these, and it's a little more gentle. These are things just to observe and contrast with your own, through your own experience. The next breath we're gonna do is, I call it 33-22-11. Those numbers always get certain people too excited. They're like, wow, those are angel numbers, master power numbers. And I'm like, I just chose it because it's just a good ratio for the breaths we're gonna do. We're gonna do 33 fast and shallow breaths. You know what fast and shallow breathing does for your body? That's beneficial. It helps alleviate pain. Fast and shallow breathing alleviates pain from the body. Fast and full breathing energizes the body. And long and full breathing relaxes and repairs the body. So we're going to do 33 fast and shallow. And those are more in that chest region. We're going to do 22 fast and full breaths. And those get drawn down to that navel region. And then the long and full breaths, those ones are usually what would be called a full yogic breath, which engages the navel, diaphragm, the heart, and even up into the throat and in the head some. You take that full breath on that when we're doing the 11 long and full breaths. So we'll do all of that through the nose. And then if you're wanting to, you can do it all through the mouth after. Yeah. So it's, sometimes it's called a three-part breath, but that can complicate things. So, and I'm not for complicating anything that God made simple. You look at dogs, you look at cats, you look at animals, they know how to breathe. You look at babies, often you see their breath just flowing so easy and so well. We really want that natural state to be the essence of all these breaths. But the three-part breath does go down, pulling from navel, expanding diaphragm, and even the lungs expand out, the rib cage expands out up here. Now the lungs are primarily up here in the body. Lungs don't even go down here. So that's something also to be aware of. The lungs are like wings of the heart. So we'll start with 33 fast and shallow, 22 fast and full, and 11 long and full breaths, all through the nose. And if you want to after that, you can do it through the mouth. After the first round. I just completed my 33-22-11 with the nose. I'm moving on to mouth, 33 fast and shallow, 22 fast and full, and 11 long and full. If you're feeling it, jump in again. Last 11 are sort of like the Wim Hof. Excelente. Is everyone feeling? What you feeling? Lift. Some tinglies, lightheaded. So there's no specific feeling you're supposed to have. It's just about feeling, getting better at feeling, not necessarily feeling better. So the way we usually seal up is with a review and a freestyle of all the techniques so that we can remember them and combine them together. So the first thing we did was 20 connected breaths, which was four short ones followed by one long one. The second thing we did was just straight mouth breathing. After that, I think we played with yawning breath. Yawning might come up, so use your connected breath through your yawn if it comes up. We did breathing with the mouth open, but only through the nose. And that one brings the same benefits of mouth breathing without the danger of the psych ward. Then we did 33-22-11, which is basically about shallow breathing, how it's good for you to alleviate pain. Fast and full breathing, how it's good to energize, and long and full breathing, how it's good to repair, relax, and even go to sleep. So you can begin whenever you are ready. Combine them any way. Breathe through your nose, through your mouth, fast, slow, to the chest, to the navel. Full three-part breath. Whatever feels good, go for it. Combine your own style. We're going to do this for about 2 minutes.
going. Qi can mean spirit or breath. Prana can mean spirit or breath. Keep breathing. Inspiritus, where the word spirit comes from, means breath. Respiration. Inspiration. Keep breathing. We're having a spiritual experience, the most universal spiritual experience we can have is the breath, the foundation of all spiritual experience, the breath. We give thanks for this biological, anatomical experience and expression of spirit as and in our breath. May we ever find our balance through our inhale and exhale, uniting them into each other, into original wholeness and unity consciousness. Confident that we have this breath of life to rely on, to get us through pains and suffering and to comfort us in our emotions, to alkalize us, to eliminate waste, to deliver DMT straight to the bloodstream. We're grateful for this breath together. Let's take one big inhale together. Amen. Aho. Thank you, breath.
In 2020, as the World Economic Forum announced their vision of a Great Reset for humanity, the Freedom Saw Network responded by launching the Greater Reset, a 5-day worldwide activation focused on inspiring the people of the world to build an alternative vision for 2030 and beyond.
Our vision is one that respects individual liberty, decentralization, localization, and people-powered solutions over technocratic control.
Our first activation launched in January 2021 as hundreds gathered in Texas and Mexico and thousands tuned in online at the height of lockdowns. The Freedom Cell Network gathered once again in May 2021 for the Greater Reset expansion as we broaden the horizons of our movement.
In January 2022 and January 2023, we returned with integration and co-creation, rooting ourselves deeper by integrating the vast knowledge being shared and setting our intentions on co-creating the 2030 of our dreams.
Now, the Freedom Cell Network once again presents the Greater Reset 5 Manifestation in Morelia, Mexico, from January 17 through the 21st, 2024.
Join us for 5 days of community, solutions, celebration, music, education, and liberation. The Greater Reset 5 will include more than 40 top-notch speakers from around the world, live music from our conscious community, hands-on workshops, kids and family activities, and whatever else you can dream up.
Join us in Morelia in January 2024 so we can collaborate and build the parallel systems of the future. Join us for the next evolution of the Greater Reset Activation. Join us for the People's Resets.
Visit thegreaterreset.org to learn more.